Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Right, thank you for coming back to my channel. And in this I'm going to ask, could Sir Keir Starmer survive as Prime Minister? Because for once he's shown a bit of backbone, and had he been firm about this, about benefits issues, maybe he wouldn't have been in this sorry mess that he's in right now. So he's finally grown a vertebral column, and he's saying, no, not going to go ahead. No, absolutely no, nay, never, nuh-uh, negative. Not possible, no way. So categorical no. The answer is shorter than yes, and so far it's working, because patently Wes Streeting doesn't have enough nominators. Otherwise, he would have done so already. Admittedly, in his resignation letter, he didn't even say he was seeking the leadership. Okay, and then he stalled. No wonder he was delaying this. A little bit like Michael Portillo, 1995, that July when Sir John Major, it wasn't Sir back then, the Prime Minister resigned as leader of the Conservative Party. Back me or sack me, time to put up or shut up. A lot of people thought that Portillo, the Defence Secretary, would challenge, but he didn't. John Redwood challenged was defeated. And bad though Major was, Redwood had been even more calamitous for the Conservative and Unionist Party. Portillo subsequently lost his seat, came back in 99, never became leader. Making those railway documentaries now. But Streeting, people were saying, you're flannelling around. You have to be decisive. We can't believe in your leadership if you have no determination, if you're so lacking in self-assurance. Go for it. And so he did, but it appears to have been a damp squib. So it was the worst, kept seemingly courteous and unemotional. Maybe things you can rise above the phrase more dignified. So there can be no leadership contest until a challenger emerges with the signatures of 20% of the Labour Parliamentary Party. And that's Streeting looks like it's never going to be Streeting. He rubs some people up the wrong way. Some people are envious of him. Now he's telegenic. He's one of Labour's most effective communicators. Now, don't get me wrong. I revile him, but I recognise he's capable and dangerous, intelligent in both the academic and the emotional sense. But some people think he's too up himself. All right, so never trust a man who spends that much time in front of a mirror sculpting his follicles. And then who does that leave? Andy Burnham's not even in Parliament. Now, I got it wrong. The National Executive Committee did not thwart him. The rumours were correct. But then you've cut yourself off at the knees, Sir Keir. You're possibly letting your biggest enemy back into Parliament. But he maybe have calculated, if I block him, that would be even worse for me. I've got to be seen to be sportsmanlike. But getting past the NEC is one matter. That doesn't guarantee that the Andy Burnham will be selected as the Labour candidate in that constituency. Even if he is, it doesn't guarantee that he is elected MP. Reform UK will throw everything in the kitchen sink at this and will probably edge it. But even if Burnham does get into Parliament, it doesn't guarantee he gets those nominees. Okay, it's very likely that he does. I give it like an 80% chance. And Wood doesn't guarantee he'd win the leadership contest. And then who is it? Angela Rayner, because she's also flawed. And she had a hotline to His Majesty's Revenue Customs, but nobody else gets that. Why should she get preferential treatment? A bit like Suella Braverman, when she was Home Secretary, caught speeding in her car, she asked, could she take these sort of road safety awareness lessons privately to spare the embarrassment of being with Hoi Polloi? No, you can't. And didn't she even misuse civil servants in this private matter? Disgraceful, a breach of ministerial code. No wonder she was had to resign in disgrace as Home Secretary, admittedly over an unrelated matter, using her personal email for official business. But okay, so we're going back to Angela Rayner, because it just doesn't add up. That she wasn't fined at all, publish the letter. She refuses to publish letter. Is a private matter. Well, it's in the public domain now, the whole reason you had to resign. Because presumably it doesn't say what you pretend it's saying. Maybe she's lying. Maybe she was fined. And then she made a phone call, demanded they reach a decision pronto, and they did within 24 hours. It may have been dragging on for 8 months. Was it just to convenience her because she's a powerful politician? So it's one rule for them and another rule for everybody else, to quote her own words back at her. So she's problematic. And plus, I know Sir Keir is toxic. He's deeply unpopular, but Angela Rayner is almost as unpopular if you look at her approval rating. So maybe some of the more perspicacious ones wouldn't go for her. I mean, if she seeks a nomination, she's almost sure to get it. The only trouble is she and Burnham are going for basically the same people. Having said that, as you need the nomination of 20% of Labour MPs, you could have up to five candidates. So Keir, could he get 20% of his own MPs to back him? I think he could actually. That's one. Andrew Rayner, Andy Burnham, and then who else was there? Probably some stitch up. You'll be Prime Minister, I'll be Deputy Prime Minister. I don't know. Or have you pick your cabinet jobs? And who else could you have? People are talking about Al Carnes. People are talking about Wes Streeting, who looks like can't get it because people are not desperate enough to nominate him. Because you might say the only way to topple Sir Keir is to nominate Wes Streeting. But if Andy Burnham comes in, there's an alternative. If Andrew Rayner comes in, there's an alternative. Or maybe someone else will enter the fray, like Ed Miliband or Al Carnes and so forth. Al Carnes has only been in Parliament for 2 years, had a 24-year career in the Royal Marines, was promoted from the ranks to be an officer. And Labour like this, they're very low on military experience. Clive Lewis is the only other socialist parliamentarian I can think of with a military career. So they don't want to be seen as weak on defence, especially since they're spending so little on the armed forces. Someone who's not from the typical Labour background of having been, a policy wonk, an academic, a journalist, a trades union official, someone who brings a certain life experience to it that the rest of the Labour Party can't match. So Sir Keir could yet survive because Burnham might not be selected as the Labour candidate. He might not win. Andrew Rayner might not even go for it. At the moment, saying Shane, she's not going to, which doesn't make any sense considering 6 months ago, an Angela for Leadership website went live, which had to take down again. It shows you what a liar she it was when she says she's got no leadership ambitions. How do you explain that one, Angie? So Keir, there is a slim chance he'll survive, and I mean seriously survive beyond this year. But I'm giving it quite a low chance. Because wow, is it a hole below the waterline? When 25% of your own members of parliament openly say you must go, that is very damaging indeed. Maggie Thatcher had 45% of her MPs voting against her. She still had 55% of her members of parliament on her side, and she thought, well, that's it. It's sort of terminal for the Labour Party because some of the Labour MPs might say, didn't really want to do this, we've got to do it. Because leaving him wounded but still in office is the worst of all possible worlds. Would have been a clean kill. They haven't done it. Or indeed not try it at all. And so they've really weakened him. And is he going to struggle on, dragging the Labour Party further down? The divided parties don't win elections. You look how vociferous Labour is tearing at each other's throats in public, not even 2 years into their government. And the hypocrisy is really boomeranged on them talking about psychodrama and Tory chaos. Well, look how chaotic Labour is. But yeah, there's a small chance that he could survive. Especially if Burnham doesn't get in, if Angela Rayner's persuaded not to even try, and some of the others fail to get the nominations, don't even try to get the nominations, the mass cabinet resignations are not happening. Anyway, here from the sort of opposition viewpoint, it's a win-win situation. Wes Streeting is unpopular amongst the country if he becomes Prime Minister. Angela Rayner is desperately unpopular amongst the country. Sir Keir Starmer is fatally weakened. And Andy Burnham is the only credible one, but I'll come to him more later. Al Carnes, sort of a political lightweight, not been a very long, very unlikely to win anyway. Ed Miliband was rejected before. He's yesterday's man. So there's really no good outcome for the Labour Party. Even if Burnham does take over as Prime Minister, then they got a mayoralty by-election in Manchester, which I think Labour will find it difficult to win. I reckon they will, but not by much. I said about 5 percentage points. All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecannon7@gmail.com. Goodbye.